In the second chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning, we'll just begin at verse 1. Bible reads, "And the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine. Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which knew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, Every man at the beginning do set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now." Right. 7th verse says, "Jesus said unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim." Supporting scripture coming from 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verses 9 and 10 that you've already heard in your hearing. "But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." The base of those verses, we like to use a thought as subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, the Lord works in mysterious ways. The Lord works in mysterious ways. We come this morning to share with you a word, and our theme this morning, the Lord works in mysterious ways. I'm sure that particular statement is one that most of us have heard most of our Christian lives. Even before we become Christians, we heard the Christians say that the Lord works in mysterious ways. And God has assembled us here today to lift up the name of Jesus as we thank God once again for another week's journey and allowing us to be yet above ground, still counted amongst the living. Another chance to keep hope alive, and we will be and do whatever the Lord will have us to do. We're here this morning as brothers and sisters in Christ, as servants of a mighty God. And we know that the God that we serve this morning has all power in his hands. Whether we follow through and live out our purpose and reason for being or not, it does not change the fact that you will have to give an account to God for the thing that you have left undone. Most of us are going to leave some things here undone. It doesn't matter how attentive you are, how organized you may be, there's going to come a time that you're going to find that you just can't seem to get everything done. And as we watched the movie on the other night dealing with the rapture, we realized that when Jesus comes, we don't have time to go back and get it right. We got to already have it right. So we got to know that we are ready any time of the day or the hour, for none of us are aware when he is to come. Now, we have seen the signs of the judgment, and we do know the Bible is fulfilling itself. So we ought to be on the lookout for Jesus anytime now. So if Jesus was to come this morning, would we say that we are ready for his return? If we are not ready for his return, then we ought to be trying our best to get closer to him. There come a time, instead of looking for somebody else to do what we can do, we need to step up to the plate and do some things ourselves. It's very easy to look and say he ought to do it or she ought to do it. But what about you? What are you going to do for the Lord? What are you going to do to let the Lord know that you are on his side? Are you one of those that could be considered one of the faithful few that always tend to carry the load? But first of all, to the faithful few, let me say thank you. thank you for having the mindset that I'm going to do it even if I got to do it all by myself. And to the faithful few, I say, don't get weary in your well-doing, because the Bible declared that in due season you shall reap if you faint not. In other words, if you don't give up. If you don't stop doing what you're doing, because sometimes you get distracted or you get disgusted because that neighbor beside you got a whole lot of mouth, but they don't want to do nothing. Anybody know anybody like that? Anybody that can tell you how you ought to work it out or how you can do it a little bit better, but they don't have any action in their life. They're just lip service people. We have a whole lot of lip service folk that love to talk about the game, talk a good game, but they don't want nothing. Anybody know somebody like that? So somebody might even tell you, well, you can depend on me, you can count on me, but whenever it's time for you to come to my rescue, then you got a whole bag of excuses that you can pull out one after another. Anybody tired of hearing excuses? If God wasn't such a loving and merciful God, we would be a lost people this morning. What if God got tired of us like we get tired of doing what we're supposed to be doing? You know how it is when we say, oh, I went last week, that's somebody else's job this week. How do you get to a place where you can dismiss yourself from the service of God? As we move along, I've been studying too hard. I'm jumping to my evening service. So those of you that go with me this evening, you may hear a little bit of that again. But what I have found is that in the Word of God, His Word can find you. I may not know what I'm talking about, but God knows exactly where that Word hits you. He knows exactly what you stand in need of. He knows where you're slack. He knows your strong points. Everybody in here are not slack. There are those of us that may be weak, but how many of you know that when I'm weak, God makes me strong? Anybody just excited about Jesus? I got so excited last night when those children were dancing, I thought I could do a little bit of that myself. Because every time I begin to look at how God has blessed us as a people, deep down in my heart cries out hallelujah to the name of Jesus. If you would look beside you, you're looking at a blessing. Whether you like that blessing or not, that's a blessing. And if you don't like it, you better learn to love it. The Bible declared that we got to love ye one another. And I challenge you this morning, if you are a doer, I challenge you to embrace somebody and assure them that there is a position open for them. And you are willing to walk with them until they're able to stand up on their own feet. You see, what we got to know in ministry is that when we go about our Father's business, you don't have to go all by yourself. The Bible declared that we are many members, but yet one body in Christ. So as part of my body go this way and part of my body go that way, we got to understand that in the end of the day, we still going to be one body. Then we got to understand that those of us that feel like you are less important, we need those that feel like that they don't have anything to contribute, because you just don't know what God has in store for you. Every one of you got something to contribute. You can have an amen spirit. You can have a whatever you want me to do, Lord spirit, but you ought to be able to do something for the Lord our God. I know this morning that we are having some hard times. And as we look around, it still seems like that things are just going downhill. But we got to understand that we got to have the mindset that we got to take care of the house of God. Have you ever noticed how when things get tight and when our finances began to shrink and we are not used to dealing with what we've been dealing with, then what we do is we have to make some cutbacks. But see, the problem I find this morning is that we began to cut back with the church. So now the mindset of the community is that when I need help, if anybody should be able to help me, it ought to be the church. Well, now, in order for the church to be able to help anybody, we got to understand that we got to bring more into the storehouse in order to be able to take care of some of the things that are going on. But now if we cut back on the storehouse, then what are we going to do to try to help one another along the way? And I just want to let you know that if the church suffer, then in the end of the day, we all are going to suffer. Either because of what we did do or what we did not do. A lot of us, we're going to be beat because of what we didn't do. And why? Because we know what to do, but we have a mindset, I'll do what I want to do. But how many of you heard somebody say God's way is the best way? So we got to learn how to use what we got to begin to give back to God. Are we willing this morning to offer our bodies as living sacrifices unto the Lord our God? Are we willing to do what we can while we can in the Spirit of Christ? The Bible teaches us that if we say we have faith, then we must show our faith by our works. For faith without works is dead. The God I serve is not dead. He's still alive. Anybody knowing to be alive this morning? Can you feel him moving in your life this morning? Can you see God even in the flowers and in the trees this morning? He has poured himself to us, proved himself to us over and over again. But for some reason, we still have doubts. Some reason, we are still walking in darkness, denying the light thereof. I found it to be true that with men, there are some things that are impossible. But I believe that with God, all things are possible. He is still a miracle worker. And I come to tell somebody this morning the fact that has passed down from one generation to another generation. And that is the fact that the Lord works in mysterious ways. Now, mysterious means something that is difficult to explain or understand. Have you ever noticed how the things that God does? We know that we read about it, but sometimes we just don't quite have a clear understanding. There are those of us in here that have been blessed by God. But now, when you do your own personal inventory of your life, you'll find that many times you fell short of the glory of God. You'll find that even days when you would do good, evil was still present. But then, have you ever noticed how even when you weren't calling on God, he was still taking care of you? Have you ever thought about the fact that when you was a wretch undone, God watched over you with his watchful eye? He just kept on blessing you until you had a mind to look up to the hills from where your help come from. And then you had a mind to call on the name of Jesus. Anybody want to help me call Jesus this morning? You see, I think that the Lord still works in a mysterious way because I just can't understand how is it that God can take a no good wretch like me and give me something to do that's worthwhile and something that I love, something that will make somebody feel a little bit better. How can he do that? But the Lord works in a mysterious way. Now, look at the definition of miracle. A miracle is an event believed to be an act of God or a supernatural power because it appears to be impossible to explain. So you see how mysterious and miracle tie in together? The difference is that when it's a miracle, it seemingly is an act of God. But it's mysterious because it's unexplainable to us. But now, let us look here what Paul says. Paul said, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. So there are some things that God has for us that we're just not going to understand. There's some things that God is doing for somebody in your life, and you just don't quite understand. There are some times when it might even be an enemy or somebody that you see that live a no good kind of life. But God just keep on blessing them over and over again. And you sitting back here looking out the window and you begin to wonder, Lord, I don't understand why that they always seemingly are getting blessed. But don't worry about the blessings of nobody else. If you trust God for yourself. I have not seen, neither have you heard what God has in store for you. You see, God reveals them to us by the Spirit of God, not by your own wisdom of your mind. Some of us think that we're so smart that we got all of the answers. I beg to differ. You ain't even got sense enough to say good morning. How can you have sense enough to do what God tells you to do? You may wonder why this young lady gets so excited about mere words that say that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. If your faith in God is totally relied on the power I got, oh, glory! You already lost. But if you look to the higher power and know that I am that I am because of whose I am. Oh, oh God. You can't beat my God-given. I come to tell somebody this morning that I have not seen, ear have not heard what the Lord God has done for me. I come to tell somebody that the Lord works in a mysterious way. Don't you remember that day when he was right there in Cana, sitting there at the wedding feast? The Bible said that they ran out of wine. But Mary came up to her son, said, oh, son, they don't have any wine. But Jesus said, oh, woman, why trouble me with that mess? My hour is not yet come. It's not my time. It's not time to reveal myself. But the Bible said, Mary knew her child. She told the servants of God, whatever he say do, you just go do it. And the Bible said that there were 6 water pots. They were almost empty. And the Lord God looked at the pot. You see, the water pot for the washing and purifying of the hand. In the Jewish belief, before you sit down to eat a meal, you had to go in and wash your hand. You had to cleanse yourself from the outside of life. And I stopped by to tell somebody that at this great wedding feast, there's no more wine. Don't you know how we are? When the food run out, you run out. But I thank God that the Lord was in the midst. The Bible said, Jesus said, fill the water pot, and they filled it up to the brim. Then he said, draw out of the pot. Take it to the governor. Let him know that what you got now. As he began to drink of the water, he realized that this is the best wine I've ever tasted. He began to wonder, came up to the bridegroom, said, I want to know, why did you do things different? Everybody else, they give us the good wine. And then they wait until everybody had run out of the good wine. And you get a little tipsy, and they give you the old no good wine. But I'm looking right here. This man has done something different. He done saved the best to the last. Don't you know if you one of those gluttons that want to get to the party first and drink up everything, eat up everything, and think that you done your deed, and all of a sudden somebody say that they are out. No more wine, so it's time for lights out. But didn't nobody tell them that Jesus was in the midst? And whatever God want to do, God works in a mysterious way. I don't have no grapes. I don't have no plum. I don't have no time for this grape to turn to wine, but I can take the water and open up my mouth, and with my power, I can change water into wine. Don't you know that the Lord our God will do just what he said he'd do? I stopped by to tell somebody that the Lord works in a mysterious way and is wonders to perform. It's not me, but it's the Lord. Anybody feel God? Anybody know God as a miracle worker? Anybody need a miracle? Then you might be next in line. Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! Woo! The Lord works in a mysterious way. The Lord will let you do what you need to do. The Lord. Yeah. Woo! Something about Jesus. Say, I don't know about you, but I'm going to get my healing. That devil is a lie. He can make me spring back and hop next week if he want to. But healing is still going to come because the Lord works in a mysterious way. You might not understand, and I can't explain why I press on, sir. But I do know that the Lord works in a mysterious way. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Somebody know when that doctor shook his head and walked out the room. Dr. Jesus, he didn't go nowhere. He was still right there with you. Don't worry about what they said. You listen to what I got to say. Because you ain't going nowhere until I say so. And the one thing you need to know is that when you get ready to go, I prepared a place for you, and I'm already waiting on you. Can't get it no better than that. The Lord works in a mysterious way. Hallelujah. You just don't know how good that feel to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know the devil jumped on my body this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I know. It wasn't nothing but the devil. I told him, go ahead, I'm going to be all right. Let me get through with this here and get myself straight. But I'm going to be all right. Look at God. Before I make a phone call to the church talking about I'm sick, I can't make it, I'd rather come down here and fall in the floor first. The devil not going to make a lie out of my God. God said he be with you. And you got to trust him. You got to trust him with everything that you got. Stop letting every little ailment, every little thing make you get on the stool and sit down. Have your little pity party. Start looking for somebody to feel sorry for you. Nobody feel sorry for you anymore. Because if you can't help yourself, ain't nobody else going to help you. But when you get in your mind, I want to do better. Let me tell you what happened. The enemy hear what you say. And then he started putting things right there thing that you didn't have money to get before, the enemy put it right there at your disposal. Watch the enemy. Trust the power of God. The only thing I wanted you to understand this morning is that God works in a mysterious way. There were only a few that knew that that was never the water pot. But the taste of the water had turned into fine wine. And then, as we read the story, it didn't go on to say, go tell everybody what Jesus has done. He just let those few that knew walk away with the knowledge that a miracle had happened. But everybody else, all they knew was, I thought we was out of wine. But now they done brought some better wine than what we had before. And then think about it. You run out of wine, and then the Lord give you 120 gallons more. Deacon, I heard you talking about a week celebration. Ooh, how would y'all act drinking for a whole week? I'm so glad celebrations changed. If we would have the mindset of the people of that day, because treating people like somebody was the key. Hospitality was the most important thing. And we tend to let that go slack. That's why sometimes you may think it don't take all of that, but the little things are really what matters. And there may be some little things in your life this morning that are hindering you from being receptive to the Spirit of God.